Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And joining you from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first ever. Right here in Concord, New Hampshire, the Holiday Inn on Main Street. We've been here all weekend long. We're going to stay here all the way through,
You hear the clapping? That means that John Stossel's going on the stage right now.
That's right. ABC News' John Stossel giving the keynote speech. We've been here all weekend long. It's been just a fantastic event. Still hoping to see you out here if you've yet to come by, though a bunch of our listeners have, which has just been awesome, meeting so many of our listeners, so many of our supporters, and recruiting new ones as well, and giving out a whole bunch of Free Talk Live bumper stickers. The convention continues all the way through tomorrow around noon, so again, still a little bit of time for you to come out here, see presentations by Ron Paul, Bill Westmiller, Michael Badnarik, the Made the Move panel as well. Made the Move panel, of course, is a panel of people who are early movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, an organization dedicated to bringing as many liberty-loving people as possible all to the same state. And in fact, we have a Free State Project member sitting here with us right now. His name is Mike Laurie. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live here with
you. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's good to have you here. Now, are you an early mover, or were you somebody that's always been here?
I've always been here for the most part. I went away for a few years in the 90s and came back and...
So then you were a Free State Project member who happened to already be in New Hampshire when New Hampshire was chosen.
Yes, and once I got into the Free State Project early on and was really big on promoting New Hampshire because it's really been, as the vote showed, this is the freest state in the country, and even after all the twists and turns since 2001, it still remains that way, and we're seeing a lot of success with the people that have already moved. A lot of progress already.
It's been incredible, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And now you've been to the Pork Fest, which is sort of the informal camping-style get-togethers that have been going on for the past 2 or 3 years with the Free State Project.
Yeah, about 3 years. Yeah.
Now, this is completely different from Pork Fest. This is more of a convention-style atmosphere. There's people in suits here, but to be fair, there are people in just jeans and a shirt.
There's people in suits I would never imagine would be in a suit.
I think it's great, but as somebody who's been in the movement for a while, what's your interpretation of this event over this weekend? How is it impressive to you?
Very impressive. They're very energetic. I mean, I was vice chair of the LPNH for a year and been involved in the state party. And, you know, we've had conventions where we've had a lot of involvement from Free Staters coming in, but this has just been taking things to a whole new level. The amount of energy and enthusiasm for things going on, it's really starting to catch on.
Right,
there
are certain things that will happen at an event like a Pork Fest where everybody's hanging out at a campground, and there are speakers there, but I don't think you can get John Stossel to come to Pork Fest. I don't know.
We had Badnarik here, and I think some of the other notable libertarians are there, but getting Stossel up has just been great. I met him 2 years ago in Florida and asked him then what he thought of the Free State Project, and he was just gushing about it.
Really?
The best idea he had ever heard of.
So that was 2 years ago. That would have been after New Hampshire was chosen.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yep, I was down there working on a business with another Free Stater, and he was speaking at a presentation by some college Republicans. And in the question and answer session, I got up to ask him what he thought, and he was just going nuts about it. And another person asked, well, would you move there? And he says, yeah, I'm planning on retiring there. It's a good
that
idea.
That is fantastic. Awesome. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Now, Mike, you actually stopped by to chat about Second Life, didn't you?
Yeah, I've called in before from the Give Me Liberty Bar in Second Life to the show.
It's actually been a little while since we've had a call come in from someone who's been in Second Life. And, of course, just to recap for a listener that might not know, what is Second Life?
Second Life is a virtual reality world, kind of like if the web is a 2D environment, this is a 3D environment where you are in there and you have an avatar.
Which is like a little computer person of yourself.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yes. And, you know, you're traveling around, you can explore, there's all kinds of businesses and you know, there's clubs, there's all kinds of things that can be doing. You can build anything you can imagine that's possible to build or to script.
Even things that are impossible to build in real life.
In real life, yes. Right. You know, for example, I've since that time when last time I had talked to you guys from Inside Second Life, I've become a bit of a real estate mogul.
Really?
And actually, I've got about 13 Sims. Now, a Sim is 65,000 square meters of virtual real estate. And so I've been subdividing and selling that off and turning this into a business. One project that I'm doing in there is we've got the quote-unquote World Stock Exchange, which is the world being
the world of
Second Life, that had opened up on the mainland in December.
This isn't play money, by the way. You actually take real U.S. dollars and you put as real as they are. You take U.S. dollars and you put them in to the game, essentially. It's converted to what they call Linden dollars.
Yeah, Linden dollars. And so they're currently the conversion rate's about 270 to the U.S. dollar.
270 to one.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of Linden dollars for one.
You get
US
a lot
dollar.
Of Linden dollars.
It's hard to make. Not $2.70. It's
$270. Okay. To $1. So that's hard to make yourself a rich man doing business in Second Life. But isn't it true that some people have actually made a living?
A woman whose avatar name is Anshe Chung. She's a Chinese immigrant to Germany. She and her husband have business. She was a school teacher 3 years ago. And in that time, since then, she started out with a one-month membership, mm-hmm. and she started dancing in a club. And then
in
Second Life. And since then, she's built a business where her assets in world are worth over $1 million.
Wow. Is that like the biggest success story out of Second Life?
She's been on the cover of Time magazine.
How does she cash that in?
Well, there are currency exchanges. There's one that's owned by Linden Labs, which owns Second Life, mm-hmm. but there are several independent currency exchanges.
Competition.
So just like any sort of currency exchange that's in the real world, you can take your Linden dollars there and buy U.S. dollars because there's also people coming in world that want to bring in U.S. dollars and they want to buy Linden. So it's, you know, you let the supply and demand dictate what your exchange rate's going to be.
It's a fascinating world, and you and I, Mark, have both logged in. We've created our own avatars. We found the Gimme Liberty Bar, which is essentially a sort of a pro-liberty area intended for Free State Project members, I think, but also interested parties as well. It's open to anybody to come in, and I believe they stream Free Talk Live in there.
Yes, we do, on a nightly basis. And the Gimme Liberty Bar used to be on what's called the mainland, which is all the Linden Lab controlled areas. Mm-hmm. But in the last month, they've moved up to my estate and into a sim, which I named after Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project.
Nice.
And all of my sims I've named after libertarians that I admire.
Very cool.
And so you can come into Second Life and you can buy some land and have a house in Rothbard, a house in Ruart, a house in Hayek, a house
Very
in
cool.
Stevenson or Friedman or Nolan or Bednarik.
How is it, Mike, that Second Life is tying into the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this weekend?
Well, we did a few presentations last night, and we also have a fellow, Matt Fitzgibbons, who's a musician who composed a CD full of pro-liberty music that we did a debut concert last night at my Black Sun nightclub.
How's the attendance been?
The attendance was kind of small because it was basically a trial concert last night, mm-hmm. and we're going to be doing the full-fledged one this evening at 9 p.m., which is 6 p.m. SL time.
Now, how does somebody who downloads Second Life actually find the Gimme Liberty Bar? Because it's such an expansive world. There's so much there.
Once you're in world, there's a search button at the bottom of your window. You hit that, and you can search for Gimme Liberty, or you can just go to your map button, and you can enter in Sorens in the sim field, and you'll find where that sim is.
So you can go to secondlife.com to actually download and install it. It's free to actually get on
board. Free to get on. You can get a basic membership for no cost.
And I believe there's also a website for Gimme Liberty, isn't there? It's
GimmeLiberty.com.
Isn't there a way to actually link to the bar from the website?
Yes, there are links that are called slurls, S-L-U-R-Ls.
Second Life URLs.
Yes, and so you click on that on somebody's website that's put that link there.
So at 9 o'clock tonight, there's going to be a concert in the midst of the Give Me Liberty Bar.
It's going to be at the Black Sun Nightclub.
Oh, because Free Talk Live will be streaming at the Give Me
Liberty Bar.
Very cool. Mike Laurie from the Free State Project in a Free Stater here in New Hampshire. Thanks for joining us on Free Talk Live tonight. We appreciate it, and good luck with the show tonight in Second Life. More on the way of our show, Free Talk Live, and your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can call in toll-free if you'd like at 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything, as we always do on this the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As always, it is the usual show. It's just being produced on a specific location, and that location is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Concord, New Hampshire, at the Holiday Inn. We're sitting outside right now the ballroom where John Stossel is in the midst of giving his keynote address entitled The Enemies of Liberty. Unfortunately, we don't get to see it because we have a radio show to do, but there are probably a couple hundred people in there right now enjoying that speech, and hopefully somebody will come out here, maybe John himself, and give us the executive summary of what happened. And actually, someone has taken the time to leave the John Stossel speech to come out here and talk to us, believe it or not, which is definitely worthy of talking to somebody who's going to do that. We'll get to him here in a moment, but first, you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. That probably strikes close to your heart, Alan Schaefer, the president of the Alliance for Separation of School and State. I mean, one of the things that I learned in government schools was how to write a check. And that's about it. As far as money and finances are concerned, that's all they teach in government schools. And so that's just one of the myriad of reasons, I'm sure, to get the government out of education. They're really ruining it for our kids, aren't they?
I think what they've taught is how to write a bigger check.
Yeah.
I like your advertisement because only a family can give you so much of this.
Absolutely. So the Alliance for School and State, what's it all about?
The Alliance for the Separation of School and State stands for the principle that government is the wrong institution to run the schools. Essentially, our proclamation for the separation of school and state states that I favor ending government involvement in education. It's a pretty radical statement, but the importance of it is that if we understand the mechanism of social control that is represented by government school, and if we understand its history and purpose, that we should flee from it.
Absolutely.
Any way to separate ourselves from it.
Let's look at the history first, and then the purpose, because we've talked about this before on Free Talk Live, and it's just a really scary, despicable history and purpose. Where did it start? Who started it? What are some of the things they said about government schooling?
There's a long pedigree in history, and you can look at the Prussian system and see some of the most scary purposes and histories of the philosophical idea. And you have to understand that at the time, late 1700s, early 1800s, if you wanted to be anybody in the educational arena, you got your education in Germany and in Prussia. And so they held a fascination for the intellectuals at the time. This came to our shores in the form of elites that wanted to gain control. The most classic personality that can represent this is Horace Mann, who latched onto this idea in order to, with a very laudable goal, of emptying the prisons and jails and causing a better society by taking control of education and making it mandatory for all children.
Hmm.
That was the beginning of our problems.
Well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, so they say.
You got that.
And so they started this government school system, and as it's turned out, it's been a socialist indoctrination center for young people in America. Not only is it a socialist indoctrination center, but it's also really effective at just dumbing them down. Was it not expected to create essentially two classes of people? You've got the elites who are in control of everything and their kids who don't go to government schools. And then you've got all the other kids that are essentially going to government schools to be dumbed down, to essentially be good little workers. Isn't that supposed to be how it works?
That was the inception, the idea, and it was championed during the manufacturing industrial revolution and took its cues from that. Now, in some sense, a lot of that's outdated, but the basic premise of social control for the elites to maintain a populace that is suggestible to your whims, that is dependent, maintains itself. And dumbing down serves the purpose of removing people from their roots, from things that they will stand on firmly, and making them dependent on the suggestion of the elites.
You know, not only have they been dumbing down kids, but also what they've succeeded to do, and I don't know if this was the original intention, but what they've succeeded in is pitting interest group against interest group with this silly school board idea. Having government in charge of schools means you can only have one size to fit all. You can only have this government-approved school curriculum. And so you've got school boards that have meetings where parents go to argue with one another over what the appropriate curriculum should be.
Should my student be exposed to, should my son or daughter be exposed to putting condoms on bananas or not?
or should they be exposed to the Bible or not? And these
right.
are two big issues, just two of them, that parents clash over. And so they, that actually, I think, goes to foster hatred and distrust of different people who normally are just people that you do business with and you'd like, but when they start telling you how you should educate your kids or how your kids should be educated, then it gets personal.
That's right. And these things would vaporize if we did not have a single institution over which we were battling. For instance, the issue of evolution. You have scientists, credible, dedicating their lives and looking at real data and research, mm-hmm. who are on both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them could run their own institution, and I could buy services of the one of my choice if
sure.
I did not have the public school. Instead, we're not only wasting the scientists' time and the students' time, but we're also wasting huge amounts of media time, huge amounts of public awareness, huge amounts of publication trying to gain or wrestle the stick of control from the other guy to get our paradigm in the system.
You know, I've said many times before, if these public school systems were such a great idea, why do they have to threaten to take my house away if I don't pay for them? I mean, there's no other business out there. There's no any of these private schools. If they were such a great thing, why do they have to threaten to take my home away from me if I don't pay for them?
Here in the state of New Hampshire, we're facing a change in the mandatory compulsory attendance laws, moving the age at which you are required to be in a school from a maximum of 16 years to 18 years. The premise is that it's good for them.
Yeah.
If it's good for them, why do we have to compel them?
Right. Why do we have to make them go?
There's an inherent flaw in a free society adopting a prison system to accomplish a laudable goal.
It's actually a little bit spooky how similar the government schools are to government prisons. I mean, in many cases, not only are they designed by the same architect, but also you've got these buses that are essentially the exact same bus, just with a different color. You send the kids to school on a yellow bus, and they might as well put bars on the windows there, because really there are very subtle differences between the two.
I have two thoughts, and this is very important. Your parallel is beautiful, and it serves as a visual image that's very important for people to understand what's going on. But there are two categories that I think are very important for us to look at as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is that the real prison imprisonment happens in your mind.
Sure.
It's an institution founded on the idea of subtracting the pursuit of truth from the process. If you're going to teach in common what you believe in common, then you have to exclude things about which we're willing to disagree. Those things, classically, are the things about which we feel most vehemently.
Mm. Right.
Religious issues, political issues, etc. They cannot intersect in the same place and coexist. Otherwise, they cause an implosion, erosion of the credibility of the system.
Alan Schaefer, the president of the Alliance for the Separation of School and State. Do you have a website?
We do. www.schoolandstate.org.
I'm sure we'll have you back on the show at some time in the future. Thank you for coming by tonight on Free Talk Live. And enjoy the rest of the convention, Alan.
You're welcome. Thank you,
sir. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. Sam in Texas wants to talk Second Life. Your calls about anything. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is the Live Saturday Edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, totally free. That does include the wiki, over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. It's like a listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
By the way, we are broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first one ever, the second night of an entire weekend, chock full of interesting speakers, panels, all kinds of different people here, all of them of a pro-freedom mindset for the most part. Jack Cole was speaking today, and he's not 100% pro-liberty from law enforcement against prohibition. Nonetheless, he was a very persuasive speaker, very interesting, and hopefully we're going to be able to pull him aside a little bit later. I don't know who else we're going to be able to get on this show, because everyone is in, almost everyone, is in the ballroom right now listening to John Stossel give his keynote speech. John Stossel from ABC News right here in this very building. So we'll try to get whoever we can pulled aside when we get a chance. In the meantime, we go to your calls at 800-259-9231. And Sam in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys. Really envious. I'm wishing I was up there right now.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be another one next year, so hopefully you'll be able to make that or head out to Pork Fest 2007 this summer. I'm sure we'll be talking about that sooner rather than later.
Definitely be there. I'm glad you brought up Second Life. I read an article today about something that happened in Second Life that I thought was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Now, let me just preface it by saying I've been in the game once. I don't really understand it completely and haven't played it and don't know all the ins and outs of how it works.
I don't know if I would even qualify it as a game. There's not really an objective set for it. There's it's fun.
True.
It's not really competitive. It's just a simulation more than anything else,
yeah.
Like a constructive world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened?
So apparently the population has swelled as this site or this scenario has gotten quite popular from, I think, around 10,000 to 2 million. And there's a few people that don't like the influx of immigrants to Second Life.
Are you kidding me?
No. And these two older people...
There are digital xenophobes?
Apparently. Because new people coming in, Ian, they're changing the culture. So what they decided to do was build a couple nuclear bombs and set them off near corporations inside of Second Life.
And what good's that going to do? I mean, can't you make it? I believe that you can make it so there are certain protected areas where people can't damage your property, essentially. What did they do, the nukes?
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. It was set off outside of a shoe store, and I don't know if it destroyed all the buildings around there or if it just reset some things. It's kind of hard to say because, again, I don't know the ins and outs of the game.
Do you feel like it was like a sort of a hack job or something like that?
It was two older members of the game who just decided to build, because I guess you can build whatever you want there,
right.
And decided to do this and set it off. But the reason I'm calling, I wanted to bring up a point here, and you've covered Stefan Mueller's Gun in the Room with Government, in that everything comes down to force eventually. And I think there's kind of a corollary Gun in the Room with libertarianism in a different way, in a truly free market society.
How's that?
I think say that we were to completely wipe out government. We would have things happen.
Ah, my fantasy.
In that fantasy, though, we would have things happen like people going to a hospital, getting turned away from care, and bleeding to death on the steps out front. Or we would have, I don't know, cars left on the side of the road, who knows. So things are not going to be perfect right off the bat, but I think
no one ever suggested that not having government would be perfect. It would just be that the free market would be in effect, and that would be the most humane way for man to interact with man.
And now, about people dying on the steps of hospitals, don't you think that it's? I mean, the hospitals provide a certain level of care to people that they know that aren't going to pay now. Why do they do that?
I thought it was because they were required to do so.
Yeah, but can you really require somebody to save someone's life? I mean, can you require them to do a good job?
No, but you can punish them if they, you know, don't do that.
Yeah, but only if you can find them guilty through having evidence of malpractice and that sort of thing. And I'm sure if you're practiced or if you know anything about medical care, you know how to cut some corners or you know how to accidentally leave a towel in someone's stomach or something like that.
I think hospitals will probably provide care to people that can't afford it anyway.
Right,
that's just what they want to do.
I think so.
And I don't see how that's a gun in the room anyway. I think it's a kind of an absurd suggestion because that's like suggesting that the people that run hospitals are a bunch of jerks and they don't care about people. And I think a lot of the reason why people get into healthcare is because they care about people and they want to help them. And that's why hospitals, even though they're not mandated to by government, have charity wings in that they ask for contributions from their patients for the hospital charity wing so they can help out people who need that assistance.
Right, and I would agree there. I just think the thought of that happening initially scares a lot of people off from libertarian ideals.
Well, sure it does. We're definitely fighting against people's emotions and illogic. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what
I'm saying. Very good. Thanks for the call, Sam. 800-259-9231. That's constantly what we're doing in spreading this message. We just finished up an interview with Alan Schaefer from the Alliance for Separation of School and State, pointing out that we've got a government school system that essentially dumbs down society, and they make them more susceptible to emotional issues like this. The government school system teaches Americans that government is good, government is right, government helps, government can save, government is special, and it's just not true. It's just a dangerous, violent, ugly, ugly organization.
Well, the Founding Fathers described democracy as ruled by the idiot mob.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were absolutely right on that one. 1-800-259-9231, so we're fighting against this mass ignorance of the American people and people around the world who are also indoctrinated by their governments. And all we have to do is show them as many real-life, tangible examples, concrete examples, of man helping man on a voluntary basis without involving the state. All of a sudden, because you involve a violent, monopolistic, coercive agency, man becomes angelic. All of a sudden, angelic men, guys that are 100% good all the time, are going to be attracted to those positions of power? That's absurd. You put a position of power out there, and the worst of the worst are going to run for that position. They're going to be the ones that are seeking that power. Power mongers.
The politics seems to be about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just wondering your thoughts on something. It dawned on me a few days ago that I'm now a minority. And what I mean is like, all my life, I've always been a part of the majority, you know, in religion, in my race, and politics.
Okay.
Before I discovered libertarianism. And now that I'm a libertarian atheist, you know, I'm in a hated group that I never thought I'd be in. So I was just wondering, you know, how do you guys feel about being in a minority? And do you feel like you're in less of a minority, like, now that you're in New Hampshire, you know, around like-minded people?
I sure don't feel like I'm in a minority here at this hotel at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, surrounded by people that think similarly to me. But in general, no, I don't really consider myself part of the minority. I don't feel oppressed. I don't feel downtrodden. I'm just another person. And like all other people, most other people at least, I don't support the use of violence on my other man, on another man or woman. And so I think once you actually manage to successfully nail someone down on the violence issue, you'll find out that most people do agree with that. It's just they haven't figured out how to extrapolate their rejection of violence in their personal life to a rejection of violence in a political way, a rejection of government violence. Josh, thanks for the call. And Mark, I want to come back with your thoughts on that here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. You can take control of the airwaves on this, the live Saturday edition of the program. And we're actually extra live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the first annual. And we'll take your calls about anything as always. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelley, you look oh, wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There you'll find all sorts of interesting features, and you'll also find out that unlike those other radio talk show hosts, our features are free. And that includes archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Now, we're broadcasting the show live tonight from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Concord, New Hampshire on Main Street. We've had just an incredible time so far, and we'll recap that for you coming up in hour number three. In fact, John Stossel right now is in the room behind us giving a keynote address called The Enemies of Freedom. Hopefully someone will come out here, maybe John himself, and recap that for us, give the executive summary, if you will. Lots on the way here still to do. Of course, take your calls about anything. We just got off the phone with Josh in Kentucky, Mark, and he's one of our younger listeners, so he's recently come to the conclusion that libertarianism's a great idea. He's a pro-freedom kind of guy. He's also apparently an atheist as well. So as he was pointing out, he's now in a minority in that he's a libertarian atheist. So
a small minority.
He's concerned. He seemed to be concerned about that, and I wanted to see how you felt about it.
Yeah, I am not an atheist, but I am a libertarian.
But you aren't exactly a practicing Christian either.
I'm not. I'm kind of angry at Christianity in general. But, you know, I went to Christian school for 9 years, kindergarten through eighth grade. And so, you know, I guess I just sort of know where he's coming from. You know, it's not even fair to call us minorities. When you're talking about minorities, you think about people that you can spot right off. That's a minority. People, you know, I can blend into society. I'm, you know, your average white guy, and I wear, you know, reasonably nice clothes, and, mm-hmm. and you know, people don't bother me. If it gets into a political conversation, which I'm probably going to differ with people on political conversations, usually I try to make statements that aren't inflammatory, yet it doesn't make any sense to make people upset with you or anything like that, but I try to, just talk about libertarian points of view on things without getting people too upset. So, no, I don't feel like a minority.
I don't think so. I agree with you. And I think that when it comes to spreading the message of freedom, our position is right. It's wrong to use force on others. And if you can hone your communication skills well enough, and the Advocates for Self-Government is a great organization to help you do that at theadvocates.org, learning how to communicate with people effectively, learning how to not engage in a libertarian macho flash to throw it in people's faces, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can learn how to effectively communicate by asking questions and listening,
and understanding people and agreeing with them on certain topics, mm-hmm. finding the topics of agreement, showing them how, while you agree, that you agree for maybe a different reason because of blah, 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 because using force on others is inappropriate. You'll find quickly that people are going to understand over time. They're going to get it. They're going to click in. They're going to understand this liberty thing. And then over time, more people are going to join up with the pro-freedom movement. More people, of course, joining the Free State Project, moving here to New Hampshire, where there's already sort of a mass understanding of freedom. There's just random people here in this hotel that aren't here for the Liberty Convention, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, they'll just stop by and just start talking. I mean, it doesn't take much to get a random New Hampshireite to start spouting off about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers and freedom and liberty. I mean, and live free or die. I mean, it doesn't take much at all. The fact is they're a little bit defeated when it comes to believing that they can actually make government smaller. They seem to think that taxes are inevitable and they're inevitably going to get larger. So I think they're wrong about that, and hopefully we can prove to them that they're wrong and get them excited about restoring liberty in our lifetimes. These people are hot prospects to bring back into the fold of the libertarian movement.
Right. Some people will require proof that we can roll the government back. Some just need to get excited about it again.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, how's it going? Speaking of improving communication skills, I actually wanted to call in. You know, I wish I could be joining you guys there. But I wanted to call in about the caller who said stuff about cars being left on the side of the road and there being a libertarian gun in the room because people would be bleeding to death outside of hospitals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of felt that your answer of, well, nobody ever said the libertarian message was perfect, was sort of a very lackluster sort of answer. You know, I'm from the sort of...
Well, that wasn't my answer. I only brought that up because he suggested perfection before that. And
right.
My answer was that people care about others, as is evidenced by the existence of hospital charity wings. But go
yeah,
ahead with
and
the
I
point.
Think- I think that's important, but you know, I'm also from the you know, the sort of Harry Brown, Mary Ruart camp of the. I think that it's very, very important that a liberty message express a message of hope, and you know, I think a better answer to that could be that first of all, you know, with the amount of taxes that a libertarian society would give back, people would have ample amounts more to give to charity, but also the leaving cars on the side of the road and people dying outside the hospital completely ignores the market demand that would be created to take care of such problems. You know, to bring up any sort of problem with a libertarian society, the immediate answer is, well, do you think there's a market demand to fix that problem? Because if there's a market demand, a libertarian society bolsters the market. So
yep.
A market will take care of it. That's the key to libertarian success is
sure.
The market is going to fix it because people
of course
will be
it will.
Free.
Well, because roads will be privately owned. We didn't actually dissect the roads issue. Roads will be privately owned without government around, and what road owner is going to want to allow somebody to just leave their junker car on the side of the road? You leave a junker car on the side of the road, it's abandoned. It's now my property, and I'm going to sell that off to a junkyard and you know, have a junkyard come pick it up and give me $50 for it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows? You know, it'll be profitable if somebody leaves a car
yep.
on your... You know, and it's there's so many different ways to answer these things, and there's just I think a message of hope, you know, is the most important one is just to say, look, this is how things are going to get taken care of, and this is why it's you know it's so important that we have freedom, that you know that these things are going to work themselves out, and here's a couple of different ways how.
Well said,
you know,
Johnson.
I think hope
thank
is
you
important.
That. Appreciate hearing from
thank
you, sir. 800-259-9231. We will. It's awesome here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Let's continue with the calls, though. Let's go to Robert in Miami listening on WFTL. Hello, Robert.
Hello. I'm enjoying your program tremendously. I
Thank
love
you,
your
sir.
Ideas.
I
have talked. I met John Stossel. He came all the way down from New York to meet with me in Lake Worth over there and was very interested.
To meet with you? Just with you?
No, there's six of us. We have a website. It's called constitutionalguardian.com.
Okay.
On the internet, and we're probably getting thousands of readers every week from all over the world.
So why was John Stossel meeting with you?
Well, our message is showing why the government is not constitutional. And when you go back to the works of James Madison in Federalist Papers number 45, 46, 47, and he states Madison was not a lawyer, he was a political scientist. And he warned us 250 years ago, he said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hand's control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'd be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews, because that was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying abusing the slaves, that was their purpose. Nor would you go to our corrupt court system and saying we're getting abused in the system, because that's their purpose. The lawyers have taken over single same-hands control of all three separate branches of government. And that's the problem.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it really is a monopolistic situation.
Totally,
where...
and it's totally tyrannical. And the thing is, people don't... That's the reason... We've had a survey down here in South Florida pointed out that less than 20% of the people in this country, in this state, rather, go out and vote on a regular basis. And the Department of Elections sent out a survey team down to South Florida, and they asked people, you know, the 80% of the people, why don't you go out and vote? I mean, it's free of charge. You got rides to and from the poll. You got time off work. You're paid while you go out and vote. You know, everything's in your favor. The precincts are in your neighborhoods. It's not that far to go. Why don't you go out and vote? And the average answer was, it's like replacing Al Capone with Bugs Malone. In other words, one set of crooks, another set of crooks.
Hey, people understand that.
And this is the very same thing that's causing the problem, because the lawyers have taken over single same-hands control. And when you see that 75% of the legislators in Washington are lawyers, and if you go to Tallahassee, the same thing. The lawyers have got all the power there. If you go to your local county government, the lawyers have got the last say in everything. And their bar associations that they all belong to, they all have to belong to a bar association, because the bar associations are integrated Supreme Court. But in the state of Florida, for example, last year there were more than 10,000 Floridians that got ripped off by lawyers and had enough nerve to write to the Florida bar and show them how they were ripped off by a lawyer. And of the 10,000 Floridians that got ripped off by lawyers last year in the state of Florida, 9,800 were told to go home, you got no probable cause, the lawyer didn't rip you off after all.
Yeah, well, they're all protecting one another.
It's called same-hands control, and this is where, even way back in 1980 in the state of Florida...
I'm sorry, man, we're running short on time, but
read our website, constitutionalguardian.com, and the other website is called judicialaccountability.org.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, the Bar Association is this club that they all have to join in order for them to be accepted as a lawyer to the court. And they're all members. The judges are members of the Bar Association. And if you do something that's out of line that the judge doesn't like, you could be disbarred, meaning you're no longer a lawyer. So it's hard to even be a good lawyer.
The whole country is run by lawyers.
800-259-9231, the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. There's an open mic here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We got more guests on the way and your calls as well.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.